I have saved the topic of sin until we understood the inner world better. Sin is a stubborn issue. Because no one was perfect in childhood, we all carry the imprints of guilt and shame. Sin can be defined as a wrong that leaves an impression. In the East, any act that leaves an impression is called karma. This is a much broader definition than sin, and it includes no moral blame. Karma can be right or wrong and still leave an imprint. The God of stage 4 sees sinners and saints in the same light, and all actions as equal. This valuation is scandalous. Society exists to draw the line between right and wrong, not to erase it. When Jesus pared the hundreds of Jewish laws down to 2, put no other gods before God, and love your neighbor as yourself, the good people around him assumed he was either crazy or criminal. In actuality, he was extremely responsible. As you sow, so shall you reap. Jesus stated the law of karma quite succinctly. He pointed to a higher spiritual rule: your actions today define your future tomorrow. This dynamic turns out to be more important than identifying sin. What would forgiveness of sin amount to? Finding the answer is the life challenge of this stage. A redeemed soul sees itself as new and unblemished. This state of innocence would be impossible, according to the law of karma, for the cycle of sowing and reaping never ends. In theory, at least, the answer is simple. You redeem your soul by turning to God. God transcends karma because He alone isn't in the cosmos. One doesn't need to repeal the law of karma at all. The instant they wake up in the morning, a saint and a sinner are in the same place. This place stands outside reward and punishment. In stage 4, your challenge is to find this place, hold on to it, and live there. When you have accomplished this task, duality is gone. In Christian terms, your soul is redeemed and returned to innocence. The inner quest is all about undoing attachments. These do not come free all at once, nor is every attachment equal. It is entirely normal to arrive at profound insights and still feel as ashamed as a little child over certain things. Stage 4 requires new tactics. No one outside yourself can offer absolution. To get past an obstacle requires your own insight. There is only one insight and one delusion in stage 4. The insight is that everything is all right. The delusion is that we have made unforgivable mistakes. In the eyes of God, all souls are innocent. We are deluded to keep holding on to past mistakes. They will be washed away in good time. Every stage of inner growth contains more freedom than the one before. Breaking free from sin is a great accomplishment in stage 4, but the price of redemption is constant vigilance. It takes more than an act of will to escape notions of right and wrong. The process has to continue without deception. There is a lot of work to do in the form of meditation, self-reflection, taking responsibility. Every step forward must be tested, and the temptation to go backward persists until the very end. The whole process of being true to yourself brings as its reward a higher level of awareness. At this level, the issues of duality have been left behind, and when that happens, the subjective feeling is one of being redeemed.